Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Brad.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 93 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, I brought a guest with me.
Who this Brad character? Oh, my God.
I have a minion.
For those on audio, he has a minion. Dude, I wish I would have
it's
thought.
Dave.
I just got back from just outside of Orlando. I could have got you any minion merchandise you could ever dream of.
We are obsessed with the whole Despicable Me thing. Because we finally watched the first one. Now the second one's at the movie theaters.
Oh, did you see the second one before the first one?
No, we saw. No, we haven't seen the second one yet, but we...
Oh, okay.
We got the first one on Blu-ray and
yeah,
all the extras and everything. We absolutely love them. So yes,
it's funny how the
I love
the main characters aren't even the ones that are popular. It's the minions.
I love the minions. I think great. They're a riot. I almost peed myself when I watched the first movie. I thought it was so funny.
Great, man. Yeah, that's awesome.
So what do we got?
Well, we got where's Sick Puppy go?
He's bye.
Yeah.
Bye, Sick Puppy.
We talked about some changes. Sick Puppy to me is just, it was fun while it lasted, dude, but that one's got to run its course. It has run its course, and I can't do the Sick Puppy anymore, my friend.
It's all good?
I'm not that sick bastard like I used to. Well, wait, let me rephrase that. I'm still a sick bastard. I just can't live up to that Sick Puppy reputation anymore like I used to. So
that's fine.
I'd shove it by the wayside. So, I mean, most of you know our real names by now anyway, so there's mine, in all its glory.
But this is the first of a few changes that we're going to be making.
Yeah, absolutely. And, that was a good segue. I'm glad I came out on the show.
you made a funny name.
I made a funny.
A few other changes that will be coming up. We asked a bunch of you guys on our Facebook page, which if you haven't been to it, facebook.com/shouldidrinkthat. We asked everyone, or crowdsourced everyone, I guess, what they think we should be doing with the show. Because we've been doing it for almost 8 years, and well, quite frankly, it's the same thing. So we want to change it up a little bit,
We've
got a lot of great suggestions. One of them is about doing a lot more with home brewing. So
I'm up for that.
We're trying to figure that one out. Format's slightly kind of changing, and the website's getting overhauled. People told us what they wanted to see on the website, stuff like that. So give me some time to get it built, and it'll happen.
Not me. He's the web guy, the crew right there.
So we're basically going to call it like a SADT reboot.
Yeah, not a makeover. That just sounds way too gay.
You're the fool. Never mind.
Fabulous.
You're the one that said you just came out on the show.
not that way. Just the name.
See, you're still Sick Puppy. You're trying to fight it.
Yeah, I am inside.
You're like Frank the Tank, man, in old school. Once you had that drink.
You get a reputation, and somebody tries to one-up you or challenge you. I just can't deal with that anymore. They're trying to be sicker than me, and that ain't gonna happen. So I'm just gonna let that go.
Well, Coon Cat kind of disappeared, so we don't have him taunting us anymore.
Yeah.
No idea what happened to him. He could be.
I did see him on Google Plus.
His cats could have eaten him, for all I know.
I thought I saw him on an episode of Animal Hoarders, but I could have been mistaken.
It might have happened. I don't know.
Who knows?
Speaking of animals.
Speaking of animals.
And naked ones.
What kind of a segue is that?
The first beer of the evening.
Oh, yes.
Comes to us from the Back 40 Beer Company in Gadsden, Alabama. Literally. It is the Naked Pig Pale Ale.
Naked Pig.
Naked Pig.
Got this on my travels. And I apologize if, you know, the light's coming in and out for me, because every time I lean in, I have a giant chandelier above my head, so shadow, no shadow, dark, bright.
Yeah, but you got the hipster glasses now, too.
I do, man, yeah. I'm going to have two pair of glasses, one my business pair, and then these my hipster glasses, so.
You know what you kind of look like with those glasses? Have you seen the new Chase
Elvis Costello on heroin?
No, I'm thinking you look like the chick in the new Chase ads where she has her hair slicked back and the glasses on and she's going for ice cream. And then she goes, yeah, can you make me a template about the template and send me the template?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying you look like a chick.
Yeah, you know, I'd yell at you for that, but you're kind of right.
I like the glasses, though.
Whatever. Thank you. Thank
we could you. Start calling you the Vector.
It's time for a change. Wow. Using the real name, got new glasses.
And you know, I have to say that the cap on this actually kind of looks like a homebrewing cap.
Yeah, exactly. Is that a twist off, by the way?
Ow, nope. No.
That would be a no, because Spoon just cut his hand.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I got this in my new travels. Yeah, you know, when I was, you know, I try and get local where I can, man. So I was down in the in Alabama, in the middle of nowhere.
Now, see, the name, if you have any agricultural background whatsoever, you understand what Back 40 means.
Yes.
If you've been in a city all your life, where you have the barn, the area behind the barn is the Back 40.
Right.
Coming from a family of farmers, I can tell you that.
Yeah,
great
absolutely.
Farmers, but you know what? We did what we could.
It says, craft brewed liquid folk art. I kind of like that.
And it's
cool
also
description.
But, see, here's the cool thing too. It's 6% ABV.
Yeah.
Which is probably higher than most beers that you're gonna find in Alabama, because they're still getting around to the whole craft beer thing. Yeah. 43 IBUs. That's not too bad. It's pretty respectable. They got Warrior and Cascade hops, and of course your malts, two roll, Munich. It's all good.
And to me, for the description, I mean, it's a basic pale ale, really.
Have you had this before?
Yeah, I'm the one that picked it up, so.
Well, I didn't know if you had it.
But I digress. I'm going to let you try it, and then I'll comment a second. Yeah, I mean, I got a six-pack of this. I brought two home, so do the math.
Well, I figured you picked it up because the very bottom of it says, so get naked and enjoy.
Well, yeah, that was on the six-pack case. I'm like,
This medium-bodied American pale ale is delightfully crisp and handcrafted. The Munich malts provide a perfect balance to the five fresh hop additions that go into every batch. Smooth enough for any craft beer newcomer, yet complex enough for even the most disconcerting connoisseur.
Yeah, and this is, like you said, the Back 40 Beer Company, and that's back40beer.com. All spelled out, not 4-0. It's
I'm looking at this going, it's discerning, not disconcerting. That's my eerie accent coming out. I'm looking at it going, I said disconcerting.
Well, why is that?
I did.
Mine looks wonderful.
I'm opening it.
Like, you're talking about the Back 40 Beer Company, and some of their beer names are like Truck Stop, Honey Ale, Fence Post, Session Ale.
Have fun with it, guys.
Did you
check out their website?
Freckle Belly India Pale Ale.
Check out their website, back40beer.com, and look at the staff photos. It looks like they have a pretty cool staff working for them. And I swear, all the girls are good looking.
Huh?
Ooh. Oh, this looks cool. That is very cool.
Wow, they do have a bunch of...
Holy shit.
Audie's on that crew.
Dude, look how clear that is.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to say a word because I've already had this beer. I want you to...
look, you can... Wait, hold on. Where the camera's at? You can see me.
you can see me through there. It's a crisp beer, man. I mean, it's... But again, like I said, I digress. Take a swig. And, you know, you've been getting into the pale ales lately, so... Your opine would be wonderful.
Bad.
I mean, yeah. Again, it's a pale ale, right?
It's incredibly clear for pale ale. Is the only thing.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. I think it's got a little bit more hop profile than a, you know, a commercial pale ale, if you will.
It's very hoppy.
Yeah, it's got a little edge to it. Some hops. That's why my dad doesn't like it.
I do get the malt. It's kind of like a nice layered cake.
I think it's balanced pretty well, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of malt on the bottom, hops on the top, which is good. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a decent beer, man. I was happy with it, especially in the middle of Podunk, Alabama.
Dave, what do you think? Huh?
Dave's an alcoholic.
I need to get that sound clip. See, there's a benefit to having my kids buying Happy Meals.
Right on.
I have two of everything.
Cheers, man.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers, everyone.
That's, wow. I like this.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to enjoy this one or not, because, I mean, again, it's a pale ale, which I don't really hold in too high a regard, you know, in my snobdom. But they are good beers.
Ask,
I mean,
I have to ask, since this is the first time you're hosting the chat now, in the chat window, do you see me on here?
Or you see no, because I clicked on mine, so it's not jumping back and forth.
Well, fix that.
Yeah.
Because the people want to see.
I know.
No, they don't.
Sorry about that.
I was just asking.
But I'm glad you brought that up, because I didn't even notice it until you said something. See, hey, there you are.
Hey, hi. How's it going, everyone?
Hey, Seaspoon is here. That's awesome. Before, I was just doing some ventriloquism with Spoon.
Hey, Pierre, I ain't no puppet.
Sorry, it's okay. Close the door.
Mm.
Only older people would get that.
Sad. Wow, I really enjoy the hops in this. And I don't know if it's because I'm drinking it out of my specially designed Sam Adams glass with the laser etch.
I mean, I just had a Catawba Valley, you know, the Firewater before the show as a warm-up beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty hop-heavy beer, and, you know, even after that, I can still tell that the hops in the Naked Pig are pretty prominent, so that should tell you something right there.
I like this. This is a damn tasty beer.
Yeah, I mean, you call it a good session beer, but it is 6%.
It's session beer for us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, it's very low-end session beer for us.
It's a little high in the end to be calling it a session beer, technically. But
you know what? This beer actually kind of segues into a really good point.
Oh, do tell.
I would love to get this beer. If I'm living in Alabama, how am I going to ship it to you?
Illegally.
Unless
the United States Postal Service actually comes through and lets us do that.
Which is a possibility.
Yeah.
They're thinking about it.
Yeah, but it's never going to happen. Never going to happen.
Wouldn't it be cool if it did?
Yeah. I mean, not that they wouldn't do it for morality reasons, because, you know, it is the government. They're idiots. But even if they did allow that, it would only generate, like, $50 million annually. And they're only about, what, $600 billion behind?
It's a start.
Yeah. I don't think it'll ever happen.
I think they're underestimating the craft beer fans.
All the goody tubes will be coming out. Johnny down the street will be getting a Pliny the Elder through the mail. Pliny the Elder is evil because it's an alcoholic beverage from the West Coast evil Hollywood people.
Ooh, West Coast. Shake my cane at you and my finger.
Right.
Right. And the people that would take the hit is the fact that, you know, as many trips as I make to UPS to ship out snow globes.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I don't understand. Mr. Spoon doesn't come in here anymore to ship out snow globes. Maybe
thankfully, I've been using Delta and U.S. Air lately.
Yeah, whatever works, but...
Which is perfectly legal, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So what the hell is the difference if it gets put on a plane or put in the mail?
Because it'd make too much sense if you ship it.
If I bring a box to Delta just to have it shipped on the airplane, to have somebody on the other side pick that damn thing up on the baggage claim, I can write on there, "Hey, jackasses, this is beer." They're like, "Okay, thank you. Give me $25.
When I came back from St. Lucia, the lady said, "All you have to do is put your address on here, and we can send it to you."
Oh, yeah, right.
If they had to, they could send it to me. I'm like, "No, I'll take it." Yeah. Says, "I don't trust you."
Fucking laws are ridiculous.
In fact, it was, I think we flew Delta. Delta is the official airline for alcoholics.
Like, airlines aside, man, I think I mentioned this before, when I started my travels, is the federal regulations. There we go. Now I can talk. They actually allow 7 liters in your checked luggage. That's like 2 cases of beer, man. That's insane. But obviously it has to be checked. But
so couldn't you feasibly buy like a case of beer and put it on a plane and then just have somebody else pick it up at it?
Absolutely. Yep.
Or you could go to Greyhound.
Well, actually, wait a minute. I take that back. I would have to look at the TSA regulations on that, because that would be a little suspicious if you put a package on a plane and walked away.
I'm just putting it out there.
Now that I think about it, that may not be
crazier feasible. Shit's happened in this country. So. Yeah.
I mean, they do scan it. I mean, they scan everything that goes on the plane, so they're not doing random in that aspect.
Before I forget,
a thought. I'll check into that, and maybe episode 94 we'll clarify.
Maybe we'll just get on a plane and fly somewhere and see what happens. Why not?
Yeah, you're gonna make me the scapegoat. Me the one shipping it to you and getting busted.
just don't mention backpacks and pressure cookers in the same Google search, and you'll be fine.
Right. It's like saying the word bomb in an airport. Shut your mouth.
We'll see if the NSA is watching. Or listening to Google Hangouts here.
Yeah.
By the way, tonight's wardrobe is sponsored by Fatheads, the Fatheads work shirt.
Nice.
That Spoon is now wearing local 1807 Bear Union 6-pack Shope.
Oh, great. Now the NSA knows about them. Way to go.
That's what I do. It doesn't matter. I have a minion.
See, I just put this on the watch list because I said NSA in a podcast.
The system finally worked. Did you ever see the Simpsons movie?
Yeah, but
there's that one scene where they're listening to everyone's phone calls, and they finally hear Marge talking about the escaping.
No, I don't remember. And
the guy says, "He's like, the system finally works."
Wow.
And everyone else is like, "All right."
Yeah, to me, it was just a really, really long Simpsons episode.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't remember anything on it at all.
All right, so what else do you think of this beer? This is I dig it.
Oh, dude, I would definitely get this again. Absolutely. This is a good one to have in the fridge,
Alabama, I got to give you props.
Hey.
You have a good representation down there.
Yeah, that and, should give me props for finding good beer in Alabama.
I give you both props.
Thanks, man. I mean, there's a few down there. At the moment, I can't think of them off the top of my damn head because it's Alabama, but there are others there. I mean,
see, I can't give you too much props because I know for a fact that
good people brewing company.
You probably just went there because of the fact that it said naked, and you're thinking, "I'm about to see some strippers."
I got this at a gas station because I was in the middle of nowhere.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, better. It was like a truck stop.
All right.
But, flew into Birmingham, and the Good People Brewing Company is there. And they're great, and we'll be looking into some of their beers soon. A little teaser there.
Pretty decent.
Yeah, it's a well-made pale ale, man. I dig it. Like you said, it's a little hoppier than normal, I think, but that's okay.
I give them credit for that.
It's not bad at all.
Okay, now these next two that I'm looking at,
they're palate killers, I think.
Fuck. Look at those things.
I think I would expect them to be, right?
Now, have you had these two? These also?
No, actually. I was saving these for the show.
I don't know what to... Ooh, this is kind of tough. Well...
What's that?
Let's see here. We could do Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Or we could just go to the first one I see on my show notes. Hey, okay, let's do the Twisted Pine.
Wait a minute, what happened to my notes? I only have two in my notes now. What did you delete from our notes?
I didn't delete anything. I added. Oh, wait, I didn't save it.
Yeah, I got the Back 40 in our notes, and then I got the Twisted Pine Hoppy, and I don't have the other one.
Oh, shit.
Way to go, man. That's all right.
I'm an idiot. Hold on.
Undo.
I am. Hold on. I'm hitting Control Z a lot right now.
Talk amongst yourselves while he fixes our notes.
Now, see, here's the issue that I'm running into is the fact that this is part of the reason why we've had change.
Yeah, right.
Is because...
that's what I'm talking about.
We're all, sort of, like, experiencing new jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, and their life changes, so you know they're going to affect our show too, and in a good way though, I think.
Yeah, I am incredibly happy at my new job. I love
me
it,
too, brother.
I've been very busy, but also I have to work on a Mac. So when I come home and get on a PC, my hands are set for a Mac. So
yeah,
my hotkeys are all screwed up because Oz can do Macs and PCs. Okay, there we go.
That's one thing I don't like about the Mac. I mean, I love my Mac. I do, but the shortcuts on a Mac piss me off. Now all the Mac fanboys are like, oh, it's easy. Just hit Command, Option, Control, Shift, Caps Lock, Tab, Q, 2, F5, Enter Key, Shift, and it'll copy.
Control, what? Command, Shift, 3 is a print screen, and then Shift, 4 does if you want to bounce.
Trace around the window. And mm-hmm. It's redonkulous.
Not a fan.
No.
But
no.
I like the Mac, so I can't complain.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty small price cool today, I guess.
All right, so we're going to do the Twisted Pine Hoppy Boy. If Twisted Pine sounds familiar, it's because they're also the wonderful people that brought us the Ghostface Killa and Billy's Chilies. If you can remember how those turned out for us.
Yeah, I'm sorry
not
we didn't get
very
you.
Very good.
Ah. You didn't like it. I didn't mind the chili, yeah. Spoon did not, but I did. I even, you know, I heard all that bullshit hype about the Ghostface Killa, how horrible and dangerous and hot it is, but, you know, some Google chat people and all that. It wasn't that bad, man. Lightweight.
But see, here's the thing. This one is in the can.
Yes. In my traveling, dude, it's been a bonus to, you know, bring back craft beer in a can in the suitcase. Let me tell you, that is a welcome sight, my friend.
I don't care who you are as a craft beer fan. There's that little juvenile person within, you know, inside of you that's making in the can jokes all the time.
Yeah.
You know why? Because that's what we do. And
we're hoppy boys.
Especially when it's in the can.
Talk to the people, man. I'm going to go get the beer.
I have to give credit. Okay, so the can is pretty slick. I have to give credit. The can does look very slick, which this is a bonus to doing cans versus bottles, is you have a lot more real estate for your artwork. Excuse me while my marketing site comes out. Hoppy beer lovers rejoice. Hoppy Boy IPA is Twisted Pines. I almost said Twisted Tea, but I didn't. Most popular beer and our first entry into expanding the world of handcrafted ales and cans. The unique combination of Chinook, Cascade, and Northern Brewer hop varieties conspire to produce... Inspire? Really? to produce this flavorful and balanced brewer's delight from Twisted Pine Brewing Company, Boulder, Colorado, 80301. Very close to Pueblo, Colorado. where you can order a magazine from.
Wow, it's funny you're old enough to remember those commercials.
Young.
Are they even on anymore, though?
What?
Does that even exist anymore?
We should find an old, you know, here's what we could do. We'll find one of those old commercials and send a self-addressed stamped envelope. Sace.
Self-abuse stomped antelope.
Yes. Send a self-abuse stomped antelope to WDVE television for your ears.
Yeah, old school, huh?
Let's see. So yes, it is the Tullahoppycon. It's an American IPA, 6.2%, 65 IBUs. I already told you they're using Cascade, Northern Brewer, and Chinook.
It's the Tall Hoppy Can. Oh, my God. I just realized what that stood for.
What?
Their Tall Hoppy Can is THC.
THC, yeah. And kids, what's THC?
Did they do that on purpose?
I don't know, but if they did, it's pretty cool. I think they probably did.
Did you do the whole rejoice speech?
No, I read it off the side of the can.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That one? Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I was absent getting the beer out of the fridge. I need to put them in the kegerator back here for easier access.
Now, I did not say that Hoppy Boy is the quintessential American IPA. Citrus, resin, and the hint of malt not only greet your nose, but also your taste buds. While a smooth, lingering bitterness leaves your palate refreshed with every sip, Hoppy Boy IPA is a perfect marriage of malt hops that is as bold as it is balanced, and thus exemplifies what American craft beer is all about. Yeah, well, we're about to see about that.
Machinery. Yeah, I mean, this got a 76 on Beer Advocate, so it wasn't that popular there. But I mean, I know we don't really give a fuck about that, but it does say something.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude.
What, aroma?
No, fuck Beer Advocate.
Oh my God. Smell that out of the can. That dude, that smells like sticking your head in a freshly picked hop Ziploc bag, honestly. It really does.
This smells like when I.
You
first...
remember when I gave you those hops and that giant gallon Ziploc? Like. That's what it smells like. Yeah.
And for the record, don't fuck Beer Advocate. I'm just saying. I was just putting it out there. There's a couple d bags.
Yeah, that was a broad statement. I apologize. Yeah,
I was just doing that to be an ass, but
yeah,
actually.
But Todd, you know what I mean. I mean,
Todd and the other guy.
Views to heart. I mean, you know.
Except Todd and the other guy. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Just use them as a guide, not as a Bible.
I can't even tell you the last time I was on that site.
Yeah, it's been a while for me, too.
I got better shit to do.
I'm pouring this thing. This whole thing's going to fit in this giant Duvel glass.
This is not going to fit in my Sam Adams glass.
No? Don't you have the giant one?
It's not giant. I respect what Beer Advocate does.
I have a giant-sized Sam Adams glass, bigger than the normal one.
But like whenever you open stuff up to the masses, you get a bunch of assholes, and unfortunately...
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. That wasn't an all-encompassing everyone in Beer Advocate sucks thing. Because we're on there.
We'll see mine.
But it's close.
Mine looks so cool in the Sam Adams glass. Like, wow, that nose is...
Yeah, dude, the aromas on. You know, I even read one of the reviews. They're like, "Well, wow. The aroma on this beer is pathetic." And
what?
Yeah, exactly, dude.
What, people are stupid.
You've never stuck your nose into a bag full of fucking freshly picked wet hops, man.
No, you know why? Because if I'm negative, that means I'm awesome and elite.
Exactly.
That means you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Pathetic, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Are you a fan? What you thinking?
I'm thinking it's a maltsicle with a hoppy head.
I did read that. I did this. Read this.
Wait,
as a
seriously?
Malt backing to it.
Oh. I thought someone called it a maltsicle. I was about to get pissed because I just thought of that word.
And it's the aroma on this beer is amazing.
Mm.
I love it. And if you smell this and don't know there's hops in here, you really need to blow your nose or something or stop snorting coke.
I got allergies. Should I snort coke?
No. Yeah, you see, that's got a lot of bitterness to it, but you're right.
Dude, that malt, seriously, is definitely prominent. Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's just, you know, I agree with you that it's not overly malty or... See, I hesitated. I didn't want to say not overly hoppy because it is. It's an IPA.
Dave, take a drink.
Wow. You're obsessed with Dave.
I call him Dave. That might not even be his name, but in the movie, I think there was a Dave like that.
Ooh. Yeah, dude. I mean,
that's that Jesus cloying, Christ. You know, that's a good IPA.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Anyone who questions if you could put good craft beer in a can, this is it. I
agreed, man.
Now changed my views on Twisted Pine.
And this is our flagship too, isn't it?
It's their first can. It's their first craft beer in a can.
It's a great beer, man. So cheers to you guys. Love the hot beers that you do and your hoppy beers. So, hey, Twisted Pine, if you're interested in sending us more, that would be awesome. And I've only ever seen this.
This is pretty good.
And Space Killer that was sent to us. Which, by the way, if you're watching, I still owe you beers, but my job has kept me from doing that. So hopefully I'll be sending something out to you tomorrow-ish.
Wait, who owes you beers? Me?
No. Or Ghostface Killer.
Oh.
That was, you know, good old, what's his name? She's listening to this. She's like, you're a dick. You forgot my name. But, yeah, got beers coming. Still got
living on
hoping you're living in the same house. Because it's been a few, you know, been a little while.
Blame it on Leon. That's what I like to do.
Yeah.
Or Mr. Liquid Bread. I like to blame him on a lot of stuff, too.
I mean, dude, this is one of my beers I could just sniff, give it a little sniffy sniff, and enjoy, man. Is, I love that.
This is where it can confuse people that are used to drinking IPAs that are really hoppy.
Yeah, but I think this kind of lends...
The malt, like, balances it.
Yeah, and I think that lends itself to more of an American IPA than anything else. You know what I mean? It's got that American twist to it. I mean, we are the IPA kings, after all.
And this is just pouring freaking gorgeous.
This I think if you're not into IPAs that much, you're gonna hate this beer.
Yeah. Oh, you're not gonna like this.
Even with the malt backing, yeah, this is all.
No, you're not going
bitter.
To.
It's bitter.
Dave likes it.
It's citrusy. It almost has that grapefruitiness to it. You know what I mean? There's a hint of that in there. And that Cascade Northern Brewer and Chinook combination is very well done.
This is a fantastic. Wow. I honestly wasn't expecting a lot out of this.
I wasn't either, honestly.
Based on the other beers that we've based had, on the, they've made.
Well, I was looking at the reviews earlier, and based on the reviews, and, you know, that goes to show you right there, you should never trust reviews.
Well, it's not you shouldn't trust them. Shouldn't take them for gospel.
Right, yeah. That's a much better description than I had. But, yeah, you're absolutely right, because I love this beer. It's one of the beers where, you know, you get a few of them, and you know you probably won't get it for another, you know, for a long, long time again. Kind of wish I would have got more of this. Oh, well. And, you know, I got it in Florida. I haven't seen it in Pennsylvania at all, or Ohio, for that matter.
So, it's been since May since we did a show. How's the summer been? I'm sure people are curious.
I've been on the road. I haven't had a summer. I take that back. I mean, you know, my job takes me to some really cool places. You know, it's just the challenge is trying to find your own time while you're trying to do your job. That's the hard balance there.
I can see that.
But, you know, some of my coworkers hate traveling with me because, you know, sometimes we get one rental car and like two or three of us. And I'm like, dude, they're like, where do you want to eat? I'm like, well, there's a brew pub over here. There's a brewery over here. They're like, crap, we got to do that again.
We have to go to another brew pub. Can't we just go someplace
They're not really beer fans, so yeah, that kind of annoys them. So I try to find a good balance. I like to find in like brew pubs that have really good food. So, can't, you know, they really enjoy the food, and they're like, yeah, beer, whatever.
Can't we just go to an Applebee's
and get
kicked out?
Dude, you know, if you travel for a living, I mean, if you're traveling for a long, long time, you know, you're a veteran,
if
I travel
for a living,
but
I'd get divorced.
Yeah.
Because there ain't no way she's going to put up with that shit.
I mean, for me, though, I mean, if you're going to be somewhere, you probably never would have gone in the first place, nor you'll probably ever go back to. Would you not want to, like, hit every local joint you possibly could while you were there? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's my goal, you know. Take advantage of it while, you know, while I have that. It's funny, we actually have a job coming up in Hawaii. Only needs one guy to go out of our whole team. We drew names out of a hat today. I didn't get it. Damn it.
That would have been a fun trip.
Oh, dude, even that and the mileage for my Sky Miles would have been huge. That's like a 20-hour trip up and back. That would have been crazy, man. I would have been like platinum status in a week. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, dude, you know, I got this new job, what, end of last year probably?
Something like that, yeah.
I'm already gold status with Delta. That tells you how much I traveled. That's a crap load of miles. And I get to, you know, bring back beer, so. Delicious, delicious beer.
I think I hear something out my window.
It's the gremlins, man. You'll be fine.
Let me go take a look for 1 second. It's kind of loud. So please, really? Converse.
Yeah, the cops are raiding your house again, man. Jeez. Spoon lives in the hood, so, you know, he has to be wary of these things. But if anybody, you know, any of our listeners or anybody watching has tried any of the beers, you know, that we've had, you know, any past shows or, you know, the ones we're doing tonight, you know, the Naked Pig or the Twisted Pine or the upcoming beer, you know, drop us a line. Let us know. Hit us up on Google+, Facebook, Twitter. You know, give us your opinions of those beers. We'd love to hear what you think of them, man. I mean, we pride ourselves on, you know, giving you guys our opinion. We're not going to preach to you. And so we'd love to hear your feedback, you know.
Ha, preach. That's funny.
Yeah. Father Spoon.
Because that's what I do.
Old Testament song, practice what you preach. God, I'm old.
Okay, maybe it's my ceiling fan that I'm getting the feedback in my head.
Wow, dude. Maybe the hops are going to your head, man.
They could
making
be.
You hallucinate.
Maybe I'm getting hop crazy.
I mean, I think there's one downside about this beer on the show.
What's that?
It's a pounder. Damn.
Well, see, that's the thing. For marketing purposes, I don't know if I would put... Well, it's a pint.
A pint. Pint's a pound the world around, man.
I know, but like when we talked to Jim Hicks from North Country.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, those cans that they were doing are supposed to be released in July of this year.
I think there's a...
Is there a delay?
I think there's some, but like I think they're out now, or they're okay. Pretty close.
Have you seen them out anywhere?
I haven't really been beer shopping either.
Yeah, I haven't either.
But Jim, we'll since we know you listen to the show, let us know.
Yeah, let us know, Jim.
But he brought up the good point. Do you want to call it a pint, or would you really say I'm holding a pound of beer in my hand?
Yeah, but a pounder has a negative connotation of crap beer. A pounder of malt liquor, you know?
Yeah,
pounder of Iron City. A pounder, of course, light.
Your butt keeps falling out. Pounder,
has a negative connotation to it.
Yeah, you're thinking like...
Pint is more refined. I have a pint of beer.
When you think pounder, you're thinking like Milwaukee's Best and... The macros, the cheap beers.
Well, if you're from Pittsburgh, it's P-O-U-H... Pounder. It's panda.
Is that kind of like a Boston thing though too? Would they say panda up
just
there?
Panda.
Like a grande.
Well, yeah, I think the Boston would leave the R off. We don't. So they'd be like panda or pounder. I'm gonna pounder in that.
Hey honey, somebody will get a panda.
You need a 6-pack of panders. Down there. At Jimmy's house of beer.
Jimmy's house of beer. And Jimmy's house of beer is just down there in his garage.
Down there in a Sassad.
Out there at levels. Oops, sorry, it got closed because somebody got stabbed. Again.
What's the Carson City beer guy? Hmm? Yeah, the guy that actually had the, we posted that picture of the guy that stole the beer out of his shop that long time, a while back.
Oh, Buddy's Brews.
Buddy's Brews on Carson.
On Carson. Yeah. That's right.
See? All right, so what do you shout think out to you, Buddy's Brews, right there, brother.
So what do you think of this?
I love this beer, dude. I actually still have some left. Are you done?
I'm pretty close.
I've been milking this one because it's so good.
It is. It's very good.
Why don't you bring up some upcoming beer fest while I finish this beer?
Oh, because we're always in the mood for celebrating more beer fest. And it's
What? Let me rewind a bit. I apologize. Just had that, the one in Stage AE. A coworker of mine went to that. And, you know, we had our big company meeting today, and I hardly ever see the dude. He was there sitting behind me. He's like, hey, dude. Hey, Brad. I'm like, what, man? He's like, did you go to that beer fest? I'm like, hell no. That's a shitty-ass beer fest. He goes, damn it, I should have talked to you first because I knew you were going to say that. It was nothing but distributors and, like, international beers and, you know, the big-name crap and a few small ones in between. But he said it just sucked. And it was a bad experience.
Okay. Here's my thing with the Pittsburgh Brewfest that happened. The Pittsburgh Brewfest was a two-day beer. For those of you who don't know, the Pittsburgh Brewfest was a two-day beer fest at Stage AE, American Eagle, which is like it's a big concert venue. It's a pretty cool concert venue. And they had a two-day beer fest there. When craft beer fans heard about it, the first thing that popped in our head was Kenny Chesney Drunk Fest.
Exactly, yeah. Frat boy, fucking shit-faced.
And none of us were kosher with it. We're like, this is horseshit. And then they said that the partial proceeds will benefit the Pittsburgh
Animal Rescue League.
Animals.
That does exist. Pittsburgh Animal Rescue League does exist. I checked
Animal Rescue does, but they went to Pittsburgh Rescue Animals.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's so interesting.
We tried. There's a group of us that tried for weeks to get like a media contact with them, just to send them emails and say, "What's the deal with this beer fest? What's going on?" And it wasn't until I think like right before the beer fest that all of a sudden their 503C for nonprofits showed up online.
Well, that's right, because it wasn't for the longest time.
But the website was fucking awful. I mean, it was. We're talking like 1996 GeoCities template.
Ah, that's funny.
It was that bad. And what these people do is they travel city to city and
great
have
concept.
Beer fest.
You got
to
do it right.
Now, from what I heard, they made a shit ton of money, which is fine. I could absolutely see it because they priced it at $35.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm a capitalist pig, so I get that.
Yeah.
But don't lie to people.
Bucks,
don't, yeah.
Totally. Perfect price. Mm-hmm. Steel City Big Port, $70. And yeah, it's kind of tough.
$75, isn't it?
Or whatever, it's above 70.
Yeah.
But when you do something like
this, I love that, you know, the whole Pittsburgh Brewfest thing, but.
Well, this is the thing.
I got to say, man, I got to be honest, $75 or $70 to me for a beer fest?
That's a tough thing.
That's too much for me, man. I'm sorry.
But when you have, if you bring it towards a good cause and you're getting the growler and you're getting like a bunch of shit with it.
Right, but that's a $150 Brewfest for a couple.
Yeah, it's a very tough cost. It's a great beer fest. I will not put
great cause. Don't get me wrong.
It's a fantastic beer fest. But so the way that
I think you know, if they had that over 2 days, and cut the price in half, who knows? Whatever. I'm not bashing them. I mean, great people, great cause, but just me personally.
So these other guys,
that's way expensive.
Yeah, let's make it cheap. Let's do it $35, I think, or $40. And people that I know that attended it, craft beer fans were not happy. people getting into craft beer liked it. And that's where the draw
for the misconception comes in, yeah.
Now, I talked to...
We have Shock Top over here.
I talked to a friend of mine who, or a friend of ours, who was serving for Southern Tier. And he said he had a lot of people asking him questions. Like, he said there was a lot of honest to good, like, people wanted to know more about the beer.
Right, but, you know, at least Southern Tier was there, and that's cool, but...
But also, none of the brewers were there. It was...
Right. Oh, that annoys me at any brewfest.
But the other thing, though, is... the other thing, though, too, is if you look at the pictures on Facebook, the only people that are in pictures are hipsters. So it looks like a D-bag convention.
That's funny.
And when I saw that, I'm like, I would never fucking go to this thing. Plus it rained, which didn't, you know, help. Yeah. But
I mean, that's Pittsburgh.
But I'm just saying that's like one of those things. So so that's the deal with that Brewfest. And if they were in other cities, I find it hard to believe that they have such a shitty website. Being a web guy, that their website was fucking awful.
Yeah, I mean, you're a web guy. You're gonna
horrendous.
You're gonna crush it anyway. Yeah,
like have a decent freaking site. Like this was beyond like pathetic. Like my 4.5 year old can code better than the whoever did this.
It's like Brad made it.
It was so damn bad. I didn't even do shit like this when I was, you know, in 95 when I was in college. I made better shit on Mozilla than this. But, you know, they did make a lot of money, and God bless them, because
concept, man, but, you
a lot of craft beer fans were saying, why didn't we think of this?
I'm just thinking maybe they just can't get enough support going, you know, just local breweries here and there. They have to rely on distributors because of the three-tier law and all that shit. Where the, you know, distributors have to deliver the beer, and not the, you know, the actual breweries can't do it legally, so the distributors have to get involved, and you know, and it, I think, you know, maybe headcount as far as staff would come into play there too, where they don't have enough people to serve the beers. So,
well, the other thing,
I realize that all comes into play, but it still sucks, man.
The other thing,
you
too
represent
is,
your beers, you know, be there.
A lot of them were saying, "Why didn't we think of this before?" And I honestly replied, I said, you want to know why you didn't think of this before? Because there are so many personality complexes within the Pittsburgh craft beer community.
Oh, absolutely.
That this would
not
never
a good,
happen.
Healthy way either.
There's too many dominant people thinking, like, I know what's best. I know what's best. I know what's best. Yeah. Fuck it, I'm too lazy to do this shit. And we see it with Craft Beer Week every once in a while.
Dude, I see that. I mean, not so much now, but when I was really heavy into the local music scene in Pittsburgh, you know, 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
In that range. I mean, the music scene, the local music scene in Pittsburgh fails because the fucking bands don't support each other. They talk bad shit on each other all the time, criticize each other, argue with each other. I'm like, dude, you're a fucking music community. Act like it. Grow the fuck up.
The thing with the craft beer community is the brewers have no marketing skills. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, no, but the brewers shouldn't.
That's the thing. You make beer. You have people that help you with marketing. Exactly. You know, you're not getting the bars or whatever.
Yeah.
But the people you're hiring are dumbasses.
Yeah.
All right, it
perfect
needs to
example
come
for me, the one that stood out over the years for me at Brewfest is fucking Magic Hat. You know, they always put up this, like, don't get me wrong, hot-ass chick at every beer fest. Beautiful girls. Nice girls. Don't get me wrong. But that's not how you represent your damn brand, man. To me, I mean, you're going the Bud Miller Coors route in that, you know. Hot chicks,
I mean,
hard bodies, and commercials. You'll look like this if you drink our beer. And shut the fuck up.
You know, I've sat in on Pittsburgh Craft Beer Week organization meetings.
Yeah.
And a lot of it, like, shit doesn't get done because people bicker.
Exactly.
No one actually just gets shit done. And then you've got, well, you know, I'm from Penn or I'm from this brewery, and like, oh, okay, well, whatever you say, it goes. But you have no marketing sense. And that happens
even
a
that,
lot.
Dude, I mean, I'm not tooting my own horn here. I don't mean to say that. But you know, the Dive Bar and Grill one that I put together for the first Beer Fest, or for the first Pittsburgh Beer Week, I mean, I put that together. It wasn't that fucking hard. You just call people and
the problem
set
is
it up and follow back up with them.
The problem is there's so many people that think they know what they're doing, but they really don't.
Oh, my God, man. We're venting, aren't we? This is awesome. We haven't vented on the show
for a while. Of us who actually have the skills and know how to do this, let us do our job, and we can help you make a great event. And don't get all big and white.
The dive bar was great. I mean, I wasn't involved in the second one, obviously, because of my new job and everything. And, you know, I do apologize to those guys if you're still listening, because
I wasn't even involved in the second one. Or second craft beer week, it's because I was like, fuck this, I've got other shit I got to worry about, and there's too many people like, I want to be the top person, I want to do this, I want to do that, and everyone just needs to chill and say, who's in charge?
You're never going to do that. A, because Philly has a way better beer scene as far as volume.
And they work together, exactly. Listen, it's not like a battle of whose cock's bigger than the other one, or who can piss farther.
Mm-hmm.
Just everyone get
off. It's a shame because good people get like caught up in this crap, you know. Like Scott from Essend, great guy.
But like, I've even talked to Scott and I've told him, I'm like, hey,
guys from Helltown, guys from all
like, guys, I do this for a living. Let me help you. Like, well, you need to understand, we don't do this for a living. I know you don't. That's what I do, so I can help you.
What I'm trying to say is nothing against them guys because they're not marketing people.
Make beer. I will help you get it out there.
Exactly. And the especially us, man. We're free fucking labor. SIDD,
I'm not even a marketing person. I'm a fucking IT guy. But I have common sense when it comes to this shit. It pisses me off because Pittsburgh craft beer scene could be so much better, but there's... I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And I'm starting to actually understand that a lot more because my job's like kind of pointing me towards the whole project management side of things in the tech industry. And management side of things, so I'm seeing a lot more of that now that I've, you know, gotten this role that I'm in now. And it's a lot more responsibility, it's a lot more work, but to me it's worth it.
I mean, a perfect example is for the Frozen Four, which I, at my previous job, I was the PR liaison or whatever for that.
Sure.
And I reached out to the Craft Beer Week group and said,
it's not that hard if you have the right people to talk to, man.
I've got hundreds of people that are going to spend a shit ton of money that want to go to craft beer bars. Who's got what deals going on so I know where to direct them to? And you know what I got? You know what the reply was? I got one reply from one brewery that will rename nameless. Remain nameless on a hill in Troy Hill. And
Butternuts.
Out that way, and they said, we'll just tell them to go to every bar, because we've got plenty of great breweries around here. I'm like, are you missing the freaking point?
Yeah.
These people don't have a limited window of where to go. Let me know who's got what, and I will guarantee you, I will send you 50 to 100 people there.
Exactly.
I don't know. Well, you know what? So you lost out.
Right. Yeah, I mean, again, we're not tooting our own horn. We're not anything special. To us, it's fucking common sense.
Meanwhile, the Sharp Edge is a shit ton of business because that's where I ended up sending people.
Sharp Ton. Jesus.
But it was close to the hotels.
Sharp Edge has a reputation, you know.
It was close to the hotels. I didn't know where else to send them.
Right, you know, I mean.
So, anyways.
It's just, Sharp Edge is a good business, man. Great beers.
Let's get ready for the final beer, shall we? I need to go get a battery. Hold on.
Yeah, that was the best. That's the best. One of the better rants we've had in a long time, man. I'm pretty happy with that.
You know, I can keep going on that shit.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing about it. Some local people might get pissed about that conversation, but hey, I don't really care. We're honest. And Spoon, let me say one more thing. And we'll get off that subject.
I got something else while I'm at it.
All right, let me say this then.
Go for it, dude.
I mean, if somebody wants to learn how to do a beer fest right and right the first time, dude, Sandy and Phil Rita.
Yep.
Vintage Estate Beer and Wine, man. They do two every year, the big tap-in and the cask one that they do every year.
Well, technically Yeah, because the Octobrewfest.
Yeah, Octobrewfest is the cask ale one, yeah.
Which is coming up September 21st.
Yes, absolutely. Check it out. And they're just so well run and so well organized, and just everyone's so happy to be there. There's no talking behind anybody's back. It's a giant family, and it's just put together so well. You know, the Big Tappan is one of my favorite beer fests of all time, man. I just love going. I've been to a lot of them, and so have you. And, you know, hands down, Big Tappan is the one, man. I have not been to Oktoberfest. I'd like to go. I just don't have time this year. Oh, and by the way, I got a message from Phil. He misses us.
Oh, I miss Phil, too.
So, shout out to you guys. We love you.
Yeah. See, the problem with,
I'll be out there soon.
This is my last rant with the whole thing. there's so many.
See, I was
going to
end on a positive note. Now you're just going to turn that whole fucking.
Well, there's a couple things. But there's so many people that want to make a name for themselves.
Right.
And they think they can handle all this, and they freaking.
That's fine. You can do that, but do it the right way, man.
And I had somebody say to me, "Well, if you think you could do a better job, why don't you do it?" Well, I can, and you know I can't because I have a full time job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to tell you, right. Common sense will let you do this because the other people that are screwing stuff up don't have full-time jobs.
Exactly.
So, I don't know what the hell to tell you. Well, one of them does, but I don't know what the hell they're thinking. Relax.
Now you feel all zen and shit.
I do, because you know what? On that note, here are the upcoming beer fest in the Pittsburgh Tri-City.
Why don't you shout that out, brother, and I will get my next beer out of the fridge, man.
Well, I was going to say the North Country Brew Fest, but that's happening tomorrow. So
that's
this
tomorrow. Sorry, guys. I wish I could be there. Matt, I apologize because I'm there to see you every year especially.
So unless you're listening to the show right now live, streaming on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm just, you know.
You're probably not going.
Post-apologetic, yeah.
And Jim Hex, send us some more material, dude, next year so we can get this, you know, promoted. September 7th is the Steel City Big Par, one of my favorite beer fests. Love it. It's always hot, but there's a lot of beer. There's a lot of hot women, hot people everywhere. There's a lot of good food and a lot of good beer. It is like the best beer fest in Pittsburgh. Also coming up September 21st, like we already mentioned, the Oktoberfest up in Boardman. There's also the Craft Beer Tap Fest going on in Cranberry Township at the Double Wide Grill. We tell you to go to the Double Wide website, but they don't have shit on there, so don't bother.
Yeah, that pisses me off. If you're going to promote an event, I don't know, how about, I don't know, actually promoting it? I heard from a friend of mine through an email that they're having it.
And then the final, which we consider the wrap-up of the craft beer festival season, is Brewing Up a Cure.
Yeah.
Put on by the guys at Troop, Shane, and everyone else. Money goes towards Cystic Fibrosis. Fantastic beer fest. I've been there a couple times, and there's so much delicious beer made by Pittsburgh homebrewers in Troop.
Yeah, it's great.
You guys definitely got to check it out. And you'll see some local celebrities there. Awesome food. Oh, my God, I ate like a freaking rock star last time I was there. It's a very good time. I think one guy got half naked and started bowling.
Nice.
So, you know, we got that going for us, too.
And I'm really looking forward to the Big Tap-In, man. The next one. Guess that would be 2014, huh?
Yes, which, since I have switched jobs, I don't have to worry about kids anymore, college kids anymore, so...
Yeah, right on.
I might actually be able to go.
Well, yeah, I'll be taking time off for it in 2014, dude, trust me.
Yes. All right, let's get to this final beer, because we're pushing a little bit over an hour.
Oh, wow, see, that rant kind of pushed us a little bit, huh?
It did, and you know what? It had to happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because really, if we piss anyone off, who cares? Because
yeah, whatever.
Craft beer nation everywhere.
But again, you know, this should be constructive fucking criticism to them. Yeah, you can, you know, say we're full of shit or whatever, but, you know, have an open mind and think about things that people say.
Have an open mind.
That's how you improve and grow.
And see, this is part of the reason why we're...
God, I do sound like a project manager now.
Because there are other podcasts, possibly in the city, that have done the same format for so long.
Yes.
And you know what?
NPR.
It's time to change shit up. Why? Because we're the guys you want to drink with. And for the final beer...
I just looked at this can. Go ahead. Introduce it, because I there's something I just noticed on this can that I didn't notice before. Go ahead.
For the final
beer of the evening.
Old Elephant Foot IPA.
Yeah. I don't really know the history behind the name of that one, but it's hilarious.
Tampa Bay Brewing Company. Hey, this is out by where my sister lives.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Yeah.
7% alcohol, 80 IBUs, and I shall now read from the side of the can. Old Elephant Foot IPA has been brewed by the Doble. We'll go Doble. Family since 1993. Yeah, I was still in high school.
Puppy wasn't.
Throughout the 90s, many people referred to this beer as overhopped and out of style. Today, it's known as a West Coast style IPA. Cheers.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay Brewing Company, they say brewing company, but it's technically just, and I shouldn't say just either, you know, I don't mean to downplay it, but it's you know, just a couple little brew pub restaurants, man. There's one in the Tampa area, and they also have one over
carbonation, dude,
near Fort Lauderdale in Coral Springs. So they got one on each side of the state, pretty much. And wow. The first one actually in Tampa is in Ybor City, where Cigar City Brewing is located.
Well, this thing has some serious carbonation going to it.
Love it.
Holy
dude,
shit.
And I put in our notes and everything, and I was researching and all this. TampaBayBrewingCompany.com, which does, that's valid. But if you look at the can, I just realized this. Look at the back of the can. DraftBeerToYourFace.com.
What?
Look at the very bottom of that red list. It says DraftBeerToYourFace.com.
Did you look it up?
No.
I shall right now.
For the folks at home. I just now noticed that. And this is a beer that I, you know, brought back from my travels that I actually have not tried yet. So I held out on this one to save it for myself and Spoon's review.
It just goes to their website.
Oh, does it? That's a redirect.
I have to give credit, though. This is...
They have a nice website, dude.
Yeah, I like this. I like
does
the,
it land on the homepage background? When you pick the Ybor City one or the Coral Springs one?
Well, this one takes me straight to the beers that are offered.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's the difference. So if you go to TampaBayBrewing.com, you get a choice between going to the Ybor City one or the Coral Springs one.
Now, this is kind of cool, but I don't understand why they would do this.
Do what?
So, all right, maybe you can explain this to me. So they have Beer Geek stats. They've got the grain bill, which I understand, Pale, Munich, and Crystal. They got the hops, Northern Brewer, Centennial, Cascade. They have the yeast that they used.
Yes.
1056 American Ale. So basically,
that's a typical yeast. Yeah,
they're basically telling you how to brew this beer. IBUs 80, ABV 7%. But why would you have the original gravity and the final gravity on here?
Dude, that's a home brewer nerd.
Yeah, I mean, right, as a home brewer, I get that. But like
if you buy a kit, it tells you what the original gravity should be and the final gravity should be. So
basically, they're telling you, if you're going to try to brew our beer, here's what numbers you should be looking at.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. That's what I was trying to figure out, because I'm like, why would – because nobody else would – like, I understand what OG and FG are.
Yeah. I mean, Rogue posts the Play-Doh.
That's because it's Rogue.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm actually looking forward to this one. Because I've had some other Tampa Bay beers before.
And, of course, if I would have done my research ahead of time and read their website.
Draft beer to your face.
In 1995, we answered Tampa's need for a one-stop homebrew shop and opened Brew Shack Homebrew Supply.
Oh.
One of the house recipes we introduced was our deliciously hoppy IPA, but still needed a name. And guess what it was? The one we're drinking.
Oh, see, there you go.
So that's why we have.
Yeah, it's got a nice hop aroma to it. Not as prominent as the Hoppy Boy from Twisted Pine, but two different brewers, so I'm not even going to go there.
I will give these guys credit that the lacing, first of all, I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, yeah.
But, like,
absolutely.
And I hate calling it the head, so I call it the crown. But the crown on this is fucking beautiful. And I hate saying head because people are like, head.
It's a beautiful beer, man.
Jokes.
Get this one in my giant triple Camelot glass. Triple Camelot.
The aroma, I'm not getting much on the aroma.
Yeah, but I still get hops on the aroma, but not as prominent as the Hoppy Boy for sure.
I totally get any of the flavor. Like some beers, you get a lot of hop on the nose, but you don't get much of it in the flavor. This one is kind of reverse, whereas the nose is not really getting too much out of it, but...
Oh, yeah, there's a bitterness to that bad boy.
Oh, yeah, I'm loving this.
I could just see me giving this to all my non-IPA loving friends, and they would be cringing right now.
It's McDonald's. I'm loving it.
No, this... Don't compare that to McDonald's, man.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If I was saying, I'm saying.
I'm just saying. If I'm saying, you know, I'm saying. If you ever want a sneak peek about the beers we're doing before we actually fucking release the show, just hit up our Instagram feed.
Which reminds me, we should probably start an SIDT Instagram.
Yeah, I thought of that too, man. I mean, you can follow me at SIDT Sick Puppy, which, you know, I just kind of dumped that, so...
We'll see what we can do for you.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. And if I have to stick with that, as far as those things go, not a big deal. But as far as, you know, me and the personality on the show, you know, I'm still the same person. I just dumped that nickname.
Well, see, the problem is somebody has SIDT already taken on Instagram.
Oh, that's right. But that's why I did SIDT Sick Puppy, actually. I remember that.
They claimed it in 2010, and they posted two pictures. Four pictures since then.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, since we do spend a lot of time on Google Plus,
that's where you'll find me exclusively, honestly.
gplus.2/SIDT will take you to Should I Drink That?
Right on, man.
We do a shit ton on Google Plus. There's a ton of, if you haven't been on there, and people say it's a ghost town, they're full of shit because
they're full of shit.
There are a ton of craft beer fans on Google Plus, and that's where we share beers. We've done trades. We do a ton of stuff on there.
Yeah, I mean, even if you're, you know, don't want to get into the craft beer thing, you just have to. The communities are what really opened it up, I think, when they released that. Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm in Linux communities and tech communities and beer communities, homebrewing communities. I even, a guy I work with is, you know, he deals in reptiles a lot and snakes and stuff. And he's like, I can't get into Google Plus. But now he's addicted to it because he found all these, like, reptile communities. Now he can't, you know. He's addicted to it.
The problem is a lot of people think that they could just jump into Google Plus and it's going to be like Facebook and all the shit's there, but it's not. You got to build your community. So.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say a build is a strong word. You just have to click and go, join.
And while you're at it, join Should I Drink That?
That's right.
And the Pittsburgh...
I think what I like about Google Plus, too, is you don't see all that crap shit in your main feed from bullshit.
Give it time.
Yeah, I know, but right now it's awesome.
Give it time, the old people will jump over.
But the thing is, even if you get off your own page and just go to the communities page, like if I'm going to a homebrewing community page that I'm on, all you see in that thread is nothing but homebrewing. That's all that's allowed in there. It's very topic-centric.
That's what I like. Facebook.
That's why I love it.
If I have a question, that's what I'm going to get. I'm not going to get, hey guys, it's Friday, what's your favorite movie today?
Yeah.
I'm going to get that shit.
Guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is? I swear to God, my mom must have written that commercial because every time I talk to her on Wednesday, she goes,
Guess what day it is?
You know what day it is.
I actually hate to like that commercial, but that's fucking funny.
I think it's a riot that they were able to. I like it from the geek side of how they were able to edit the camel's mouth to say that.
I like the simplicity of it.
Yeah, but you know what? Their best one was when they had Dikete Mutombo going around.
Smacking the shit down.
No,
not
to my house. See, and the thing is, he wasn't that great of a basketball player, but growing up in the 80s, like we know who he was, 80s and 90s, we know who he was. And so when I saw it, I'm like, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
No, not in my house.
Not in my house.
Okay, so Poppy, beers tonight, what do you think?
Oh, dude, you want me to, the Blind Pig kind of stands on its own because, you know, we're doing
two IPAs
on top of that.
Yeah, I'm not saying rate the beers, in order.
Right.
Like, which one's best.
Blind Pig, I would definitely buy again. I would recommend it to anyone, you know,
really,
on the show.
really, what douchebags would rate beers, you know, different styles of beers, which one is better or worse?
I'd give it a 72. I mean, I understand the ratings, but again, if you take that as gospel, shut the fuck up.
Hey, guys, boobies.
Boobs are neat.
So, okay.
Yeah, I mean, dude, the Naked Pig, hands down, I would buy that again. It's a great session kind of beer.
Okay.
It's a great way to actually, it's a teaser to an IPA for somebody that's trying to get into it, really. Because to me, it's a little bit overly hot pale ale. As far as, you know, if you're going to that snobbish fucking BJCP style book, that's a little bit outside the realm of a pale ale.
Okay.
Because it is a little bit hoppier. So I love that. But not to take, you know, it's not that hoppy where they're going to go, hops, no. But they'll kind of get a feel for what an IPA is going to be like, you know? And then, dude, the Hoppy Boy from Twisted Pine, big fan of that one. Love it. The aroma on that beer is phenomenal if you love hops. Just the aromatics of that beer when you open that damn can or open the bottle, it's also in bottles, is amazing to me. I mean, that's one of the things I love about that beer. The aroma alone, to me, is enjoyable. And then the beer's great as well. I mean, that to me, that's a 10 right there. I think the Old Elephant Foot is an amazing IPA as well. However, having that one directly after having the Hoppy Boy kind of skews my judgment a bit, I think. But, you know, I still think it's an excellent IPA. What's your opinion on that?
The Naked Pig, I think, is a fantastic representation of a pale ale.
Really? I mean, when you say fantastic, though, are you saying it's not a typical pale ale, though, right?
No, but I think if you're getting into craft beer, this is a really good start.
You used the wrong word as a representation, because it's not really a good representation of the style.
To me, it is.
To me, it's not, because it's a little hoppier than it should be as a pale ale.
I didn't think it was overly hopped for a pale
ale. No, not at all, but a pale ale should not be that hoppy to me.
It should be pale.
Exactly.
But yeah. No, I actually thought that was that was a decent pale ale. I think it's better than Stone's pale ale.
Wow, that actually says a lot because of their reputation, but I agree with you.
But I don't think Stone's pale ale is a great representation of a pale ale. I think this is a really good one.
I mean, they're both overhopped for a pale ale, sure.
The Twisted Pine I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, I think
because
that's
I like my IPAs with a little bit more malt than I do hops. I like more of a floral aroma. It didn't really have the floral, but it had like the hop aroma to it.
That depends on the hop variety that they're using, honestly.
And but the Old Elephant Foot, dude. If you're a hop head, right there. That is holy shit. That is a great beer to have.
And this is probably the highest alcohol one too, the Old Elephant Foot that we had tonight.
Oh, really?
7%.
That's the Old Elephant definitely. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great beer. But you know, if I was gonna put it up, you know, prize fight between the Old Elephant Foot and the Hoppy Boy would.
Hoppy Boy, yeah.
But again, Tampa Bay Brewing Company, not to take away from you.
What?
Great fucking beer. I mean, I'll be going down to Florida a lot this year.
Oh, yeah, I'm not taking away from that
for
beer
work,
whatsoever.
So I'm actually going to seek these out and just try and bring them back home just for personal consumption.
Just based on personal preference, I like more of a malty IPA with more of a floral as compared to the Hot Bomb Pucker, but every once in a while.
I can't really say that for me. I like to mix it up.
For a pucker, like, I want that bomb though, every once in a while.
Yeah.
And then the Old Elephant Foot, I would absolutely do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for IPAs, I love IPAs, but I can't drink the same IPA for an extended period of time. I got to mix it up. I love that IPA variety, man. And having these two as a mix would be awesome. Because they're definitely different flavor profiles for sure.
Well, you know what? It's to get local with it. I would take the Old Elephant Foot up to Slice on Broadway and order a gonzo pizza.
Nice.
And have this with it because the gonzo pizza has spinach and steak and gorgonzola and bacon.
See, now you're getting me thinking back to Vintage Estates, man. I miss their flatbreads a lot. Damn.
Vintage Estate is the shit.
I miss that, man. I really do. I need to go back there as soon as I can get a chance to, man.
All right, so we're
hugs
we're pushing
all around
like,
to you guys, man.
We're pushing over an hour, so
yeah, right on, dude.
Good beers.
We had some great beers tonight, huh?
Fantastic.
And you know, Sick Puppy is dead to me, sort of. You're still gonna see remnants of it from old accounts and shit.
Sick Puppy, just wait.
Yeah.
Just like an inner Frank the Tank, it'll happen.
I went under the witness protection program, so therefore I'm Brad now. We're the beer show.
I'm Dave.
Nice. And you guys are going to see some changes in a good way. We're trying to get more content out there. You know, we're both busy with jobs, but we still love what we do here, and we still love your support, and we know you guys, love what we do as well. So we're going to keep this up for you for sure, and we're not slowing down.
I don't think you guys realize how close we were to just saying, fuck it, we're done.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, serious 11th hour, ready to pull the plug out, and then we said, you know what, let's try one more thing, and let's see if this works, and if it works, great, if it doesn't.
It kind of got a discussion going, me and Spoon, that, we've been doing this a long time, I think,
almost 8 years.
Not that we're getting bored with it, it's just, it's time to change the format. It really is, because if you don't, then you go stale, and you kind of change with the times and all that, and that's what we're doing, man.
I think bored might be a way to put it.
Really?
Just because the way that we do things, like, we're fine with talking about beer, but it's like, all right, we're doing the same thing. Let's do something. Something fresh, like,
right?
Because you have to pump new blood into everything. We're not saying that
we're
going to change being ourselves. We're absolutely still going to be ourselves.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely. My name's going to be different, obviously, but I'm still the same old douchebag.
But we want to know what you guys want to hear.
And we learned during this process too, which I think is fun for us. We started this website and this show for the love of craft beer and because we're both geeks as well. So the more different things we try, the more we learn, and it just benefits everyone, I think, in the end. So, look forward to the changes, and we're going to be doing some writing, too, I hope, soon.
Yeah, I've actually started to pick that back up. It's the whole transition from one career to another has had me incredibly busy. I have started writing more again. And I think the way that you guys see shouldidrinkthat.com is going to change.
Yeah.
But for the good.
Right.
We're starting to actually mature with the show and grow with you guys.
Right. And I think that's what's beautiful about it, man.
I'll be doing
some shit from the road when I can. Obviously, it's my job, so I may not be able to all the time, but when I can, I'm going to definitely do that.
And honestly, do you guys pay for anything? No.
It's free content, motherfuckers.
I will say that one of the things I do have coming up is I've been asked by a couple new craft beer bars to go and talk to the owners. The owners have said, hey, come talk to me.
We're all about local, brother.
Let us know what you think about our beer. So we're going to refocus the show towards more local establishments.
We're not going to leave out the non-local people for sure, though.
Yeah, we're still going to do like national beers and stuff like that. But we've had a lot of requests of people that want to know more about Pittsburgh and the craft beer in Pittsburgh. So we're going to start focusing more
growing
on
industry, man.
Places,
we got Sloan down the Strip District doing his thing now.
Yeah. Roundabout Brewing.
Roundabout Brewing, man. Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. And if there are any breweries that would like us to wear their stuff, be in touch. Let us know.
Dude,
if you'd like us to drink your beers,
man,
we're more than happy to drink your beers.
Absolutely.
If you have something you want us to show up at, let us know. We've got a portable recording studio. We just need get us like a bottle of water and some food. We're good. We don't charge anything, so...
I'm excited, man. This is like it's like starting all over again. Back in that first day, we're so excited to do this. I'm that excited again. So
it is. That's something that we had to do for ourselves for our own creativity. Is we have to start over.
Yeah,
well, not really start over, but kind of reboot it. So
yeah, reboot. Yeah, I think reboot's a good term, man.
So, for should I drink that.com, this is the most reverend Father Spoon.
This is Brad.
And Dave.
I know Brad doesn't sound cool as sick puppy, but, you know, suck it up. Gotta be me now, man.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it, so.
So you don't have to.
You don't have to.
You don't.
Cheers. We out.
We're out of here.
Eat a bullet.
Have a great night.
Cheers, everyone. Cheers. Love you.
Love you too, man. Drink the beer.